More Americans died from coronavirus than from combat in World War I, World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War combined. By Amy Furr on September 19, 2021. There have been 673,472 deaths in the United States due to the Chinese coronavirus. More than the combined numbers of American military lives lost during battle in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. As of Sunday afternoon, Johns Hopkins University in Medicine reported 42,050,638 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and 673,472 deaths. In November 2020, the Department of Veterans Affairs recorded 53,402 battle deaths in World War I, 291,557 battle deaths in World War II, 33,739 battle deaths in the Korean War, and 47,434 battle deaths during the Vietnam War. The combined number of battle deaths in the four wars totaled 426,132. This week, over 660,000 white flags were put on display in a tribute at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., to represent the lives lost during the pandemic for an exhibit titled, "In America, Remember," the New York Post reported Friday. The 20-acre installation, which was unveiled Friday near the Washington Monument, is the second chilling exhibit that artist Suzanne Brennan Furstenberg said is based on a project trying to capture the human dignity behind the staggering death toll, the outlet said. The South China Morning Post, SCMP, in March 2020 obtained data from the Chinese government pinpointing the initial case of the Wuhan coronavirus occurring November 17, 2019, Breitbart News reported. The Wuhan medical community began suspecting it had an epidemic on its hands in late December but was suppressed by Communist Party officials who wished to conceal the crisis for as long as possible. The SCMP pointed out that some of the 266 cases from 2019 documented by the Chinese government might have been backdated after health authorities had tested specimens taken from suspected patients. This data, which has not been released to the public, sharply contradicts official claims by the Chinese that only 41 infections had been confirmed as of mid-January. Meanwhile, recently released U.S. government documents show Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, provided funds for gain-of-function research performed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, that made novel coronaviruses with the ability to infect human beings, according to Breitbart News. The article noted, one previously undisclosed SARS-related coronavirus engineered at the Wuhan lab was reportedly demonstrated to be more pathogenic to humans than the virus from which it was originally constructed.